हैप्पी मोमेंट्स, पल पल की खुशियां, फील्स हैप्पी टू हैव विद अस मिस मुस्कान नरूला। मुस्कान इज सच अ स्माइलिंग, पॉजिटिव, काम एंड करेजियस पर्सनैलिटी। मुस्कान इज अ टाइप 1 स्टार, गोइंग टू बी अ मेडिकल डॉक्टर। शी इज परस्यूइंग हर MBBS। मुस्कान, वेलकम टू द हैप्पी मोमेंट्स, पल पल की खुशियां।
थैंक यू सर फॉर इनवाइटिंग मी एंड गिविंग मी द अपॉर्चुनिटी टू बी ऑन द हैप्पी मोमेंट्स, पल पल की खुशियां।
थैंक यू मुस्कान फॉर बीइंग सो पॉजिटिव एंड स्पेयरिंग योर टाइम ऑन सच अ कोल्ड संडे। मुस्कान, माय फर्स्ट क्वेश्चन इज, कैन यू ब्रीफली एक्सप्लेन योर जर्नी विद डायबिटीज?
सर, माय जर्नी विद डायबिटीज हैज बीन अ रोलर कोस्टर। To be true, I was diagnosed at the age of 10, 12 years back. At the time of diagnosis, I wasn't told about it initially, but I overheard my parents talking about it. So as a kid, it was about, I just went to the washroom, cried for 5 minutes. I felt as if now I would not be allowed to have a chocolate or any ice cream. And those were my favorite at that time. So it was just about that, and the next day I was admitted in the hospital, and then later I was taught about how to put an injection and everything. Now later everything went great and I am here now.
Gee, Muskan, yes, I can understand roller coaster is easier said than done.
Yes.
Living with it is really means something.
Yes.
Then how was the response of your parents, near and dear ones?
Initially, my mom was very sad. She couldn't handle it. She even cried. And my father was also, he is a strong man. But I could look at him and they both were very sad. And my brother also. But he has been with me through and through. And he has helped me throughout the journey.
Your brother is younger than you?
No sir, he's elder than me and he's a doctor.
Okay, so means mummy, papa, brother, everybody supported you.
Yes sir.
Muskan, today we see you as a personality from outside, a very calm, very pious, a very positive, smiling girl. What is the reason behind this personality, Muskan Narula?
I actually don't know. Ever since my childhood, I have been like this. I think my parents have a role in it. They have loved me so much. They have pampered me so much.
Okay.
So I think it's because of them, because of my family.
Okay. No, very good. If you have such a supportive family, mommy, papa, brother, everybody has pampered you, loved you, that's beautiful.
Yes.
Definitely, these are some of your good karmas, either in this life or past life.
Yes.
Yes. Muskan, my next question is, now you will be a doctor soon.
Yes, sir.
You are in the final year?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, Muskan, as type 1 diabetic as well, and then going to be a doctor as well,
yes,
how would you like to contribute towards making the life of other type 1, especially girls, their life better?
Sir, actually I chose MBBS because of my diabetes only. I had experiences with doctors. Some were great, some were not so great. So I wanted to connect with people. I want that the diabetics should get the treatment as well as emotional support from my side. So that's the reason I want to be a doctor. Actually, I want to be an endocrinologist in future. I want to serve the diabetic patients, particularly them, because I want their emotional needs to be fulfilled. Medical treatment is available, everybody can give it. But emotional support is not so available. Every doctor, I think, can't relate because they are obviously normal, so they can't understand it. So that's the point.
Muskan, here you have mentioned a very important point, emotional support.
Yes, sir.
Other point you mentioned, relate to.
Yes, sir.
When you say emotional support, as a type 1 diabetic yourself, when you visit a doctor,
yes,
what qualities of a doctor you will appreciate?
So I would like him to hear me, first of all. Then I would like him to adjust my dose accordingly, not based on like increase 2 units, we'll see what happens. I won't do that with my patients particularly. And I would like them to encourage people living with diabetes to give them some hope and to tell them about all the options they have and what all they can do. They should encourage the patients basically.
Okay, first you mentioned listening.
Yes.
Second, you mentioned based on the listening, they should handle your diabetes.
Yes.
Then you mentioned encourage.
Yes.
Okay. When you say encourage, what, you are 22?
Yes, sir.
When I say that encouragement, can you give some example or ideas? What do you mean by this encouragement?
Sir, I recently had a patient in our hospital. She is also a diabetic and her name is also Muskan.
Okay.
So I met her and I talked to her. I listened to her. What was she going through? What are her family conditions? What options she has currently? How she could improve? And then I help her accordingly. Now she is my friend. I talk to her. Many times I talk to her. She can talk to me anytime. So I want it to be such a relationship where the patient can trust me on the choices I make for him or her, and they can be encouraged through my thoughts. They can do great in life. I want them to do great.
Ji, Muskan, you are Muskan, the girl you met, whom you saying you are a friend, like you talk to her. Her name is Asma Muskan.
Yes, sir.
Just a hypothetical question.
Yes.
Somebody not with diabetes but with some other ailments.
Yes, sir.
Who visits you as a doctor or who meets you in your hospital?
Yes, sir.
Will you have same kind of attitude for him or her as well?
Yes, sir. I do have the same attitude actually. Whenever I go to my posting, I greet them. I listen to them, especially the elderly patients. They get satisfied just by, you know, when they feel like someone is hearing to us, someone is listening to us. They appreciate just sitting with them for 5 minutes. They are happy. And I feel very blessed because of the diabetes I have that I can relate with patients very easily. I can relate with their pain, their feelings. So, yeah.
Very wonderful you mentioned. Because, yes, if a doctor listens, greets, spends 5 minutes, oh, most of the job is done. And I feel very encouraged that if we have future doctors like Muskan Narula, no doubt about it, things are definitely towards better patient-centric healthcare practices.
Yes, sir.
Muskan, if you permit me, can I ask you a personal question?
Yes, sir.
Muskan, once you were diagnosed, then you were 10.
Yes, sir.
Then you've grown up a bit.
Yes, sir.
You entered your 14 onwards.
Yes, sir.
Did any time, because of our ecosystem, because social stigma or society, is still feels type 1 diabetes or something?
Yes.
So, any time did you felt sad? And if yes or low, how did you overcome what you are today?
So, most of the time I was fine with it. But if at times I could, if I could feel that, oh, they are eating this, I can't eat this, I would go to my mom. She would bake me. If it's a cake, she would make it sugarless. If it's some snack, she would give me a healthier option. She would give me makhani and all of those things. I would eat that. And I think that's much, much better than what I used to eat before. So also now there are many things in the market. You can have them. You have sugarless chocolates and everything. Everything is available for us. I think we have more options than the normal people.
Okay, it means your mama is very good cook.
Yes, sir. She is great.
Okay, very good. Even you also cook sometime?
Yes, sir. I bake.
You bake?
Yes.
Very good. No, then we would love to have some kind of these healthier options either from your mom or from Muskan Narula.
Sure, sir.
Yeah. Muskan, anytime, do you have any kind of worry, because sooner or later you will have your own family.
Yes.
And any kind of apprehensions in your mind?
No, sir. I don't think so. Currently, I am pursuing MBBS and my current focus is on it. But I don't think I would have any problem anywhere in future. I'll be fine with it. It will be normal, I think.
Yes, yes, sure. Uskan Dula, my again, the personality's part which attracts me most towards Muskan Dula is you're such a positivity or basic. What is behind such a courageous Muskan Dula?
It has been the journey, I think. As a kid, first, when I was diagnosed, I was like, now it has happened, but I have to live with it. I don't want people to pity with me anytime. So I have to make for it. I worked very, very hard. Even at times when I am ill, I cover it up on the other days. I work, overdo the work.
Okay.
And
okay. Muskan, my next question is that especially perspective of teenage girls when they attain puberty and if somebody has type 1 diabetes as well, what advice as a doctor, Muskan Dula, as well as a type 1 person as well and a growing up girl, you too, what message you would like to give them about their lifestyle so that they are made happy and healthy?
First of all, I would want them to be, do not feel low. Be confident. Never feel inferior to anybody that, oh, I am diabetic, I won't be able to do it. It's not so. You will be doing better than others. You are gifted. Actually, you are blessed, I would say. So, you should take care of your diabetes. First of all, manage it. Mentally, you should remain stable. Try to be stable. Play, go for activities. And just control it. What else?
Okay, just control it, live with it, that's fine.
Yeah.
Muskan, even you also know it that nowadays this digitalization and how people, especially young generation, is, you can say, attached to mobile phone or gadgets.
Yes, sir.
And definitely this impacts some way.
Yes.
So, not even diabetic or non-diabetic, you see that today's generation, the Z generation you call it, so as to be healthy and how you keep your schedule healthy, what message you have for them?
First of all, I think we should reduce our screen time.
Okay.
It causes pain in eye. It causes great headache to me. And secondly, I go for a walk or I exercise sometimes. So, inculcate the habit of doing something at least for 30-40 minutes per day so that you can breathe the fresh air, not the gym only, breathe the fresh air, go in the atmosphere. I believe that.
Okay, Muskan, I do agree that it's screen time definitely has got a pain in your eyes.
Yes.
And then definitely you do not move yourself a lot.
Yes.
And that not moving yourself a lot definitely may lead to some hormonal challenges too.
Yes.
Because nowadays, you must be seeing that PCOS is such a wide thing.
Yes.
Everybody talks with very normally. Oh, PCOD, PCOS.
Yes.
So, how we can make our future generation avoid of these all common things which we talk normally, though it's not healthy.
Yes.
So therefore, any specific thing pertaining to this PCOS phenomena, advice you would like to give?
I would advise to eat healthy.
Okay.
Avoid pizzas, burgers and all these. Avoid fat and do exercise, do yoga. Yoga helps a lot. Do meditation. All these would help.
Okay. Avoid junk foods and eat healthy, do exercise. Muskan, if I ask you, this you stay in a hostel.
Yes.
Mama definitely is a very good, she bakes for you, she cooks for you.
Yes.
But otherwise, a person like you who is living in a hostel, definitely you must be getting the mess food.
Yes.
And with so many other options as well on a mobile phone.
Yes.
How you keep yourself healthy?
I used to have hyperglycemia after every meal before the pump.
Okay.
Then I have changed it. I make myself oats in the morning for breakfast sometimes, or I eat you call it as pilli in Punjabi. My mom makes it.
Okay.
I like it. She makes it sugar free for me.
Okay.
I eat it before heading to my classes. And then for the lunch, I have my meal, which is there. Then in the evening, I have fruit sometimes. I have dry fruit. I have seeds to eat. You should, I think everybody should involve dry fruit and seeds in their life.
Okay.
Mainly. And for dinner, again, you can have egg. Egg is
yeah.
a very good source of protein.
Gee.
That should be eaten. Then if non-veg is available, you should have that. So all of it needs to be inculcated. It helps you in long run, I would say.
Okay. But besides, because you seems to be a role model in terms of good diet, healthy lifestyle, and a positive mental attitude. And other ecosystem I will appreciate, even you have a very positive parents who support, as well as brother,
yes.
who always takes care of, like you. But everybody in Muskan may not be as fortunate
yes.
as you are. Then what message you have for some of those who are not having such a positive ecosystem?
So firstly, I think in such a case, they should connect with the community. They should try to contact other diabetics. They would help. Definitely they will help. If someone comes to me, I am more than happy to serve them. So firstly, they should try to communicate. Secondly, they should never feel negative. They should be like, we have to live with it. Now we have no other option. So why not live it happily? Why not live it positively? So they need to inculcate that in them.
Oh, Muskan, thank you very, very much.
Thank
the
you.
More and more I talk to you, I get more impressed. And I hope our audience too will get mesmerized what you speak and what you express. Thank you very much for coming to the Happy Moments, Pal Pal Ki Khushiyan. And we would love to have a person like you in future again and again.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.